Hour two of the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WWL, Acadian Windows' official window company of the Who Dat Nation. Steve Court alongside, and the early games have started. And we've got a heck of a Thanksgiving feast here, early Thanksgiving feast of football games today. Top to bottom, I think this is as good as we've seen in the league this year. Cowboys, Falcons just underway,
yeah,
Steve.
Pretty good rundown this year. Yeah.
Panthers, Lions, Titans, Colts, sneaky great, very important game anyways over there in the AFC. You got Texans, Washington, Bengals, Ravens, and then, of course, tonight. Well, not only do we have Saints and Eagles, obviously, but tonight we've got Bears-Vikings, and then tomorrow
Chiefs-Rams.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be some fun games to watch for sure.
What's the best of the bunch there? I think it's going to be that Vikings-Bears game. Soldier Field Sunday night. Haven't done it in like 10 years or something like that.
No, I'm more interested in the Monday night game. But, I like that sort of AFC North battle. It's going to be fun to watch.
I'll tell you this about the Rams. I think they're not in trouble, the wrong way to put it, but losing Cooper Kupp, they cannot replace him.
No, they can, but at the same time, I don't think Kansas City has quite seen this defense that the Rams have, which is that one thing. But at the same time, God, they got so many tools and do so many different things. It might be a track meet. I mean, but that should be fun to watch.
Highest over under in NFL history at 63.5, and I think we both got the over in that one. I got the over.
I'm thinking maybe 90. You know,
sure. I feel like what was that college game? Baylor and Washington, I think, in the Fiesta Bowl or something. It was 60-65, something like that. 120, over under 120 there.
Yeah.
Our Oakwood Heart Rolex time. It's 3 hours and 14 minutes before kickoff here. Let's go to the phone lines. Longshoreman, you want to weigh in on today's game? Welcome on into the show.
Hey, thank you, Seth and Steve. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Y'all,
how are you?
Weather outside the dome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get over there. On the way, man. I'm ready to soak some of that gravy up with you, Steve. I'm with you on that gravy thing, man.
That's what it's all about, man, is the gravy.
Gravy on everything, man. Yep. And then afterwards, I'm with Seth, and I'll take some pecan pie.
Hey, there you go. All right. All right.
I'll be back for more gravy.
Got a couple of youngins with me from Lake Castle. I want to give a shout-out to their math teacher, but can I talk about the Saints first? And speaking of gravy, back on the gravy, I think the Saints should be on the gravy train today. I don't think this team can get the pressure. They're going to have to get on Drew Brees, and I think they should have a pretty good day. But anything can happen on any given Sunday. Just take care of the football, and I think they got this one.
Well, look, I couldn't agree with you more. Our offensive line is playing so well, and Brees is hard to sack. I mean, look, he's got a certain sense about him, and obviously he has that sort of clock that goes off in his head, and then he knows exactly how to maneuver himself in the pocket when pressure does come. Pressure is going to come from the inside again. Noda, Halati is a guy, that's been around for a while. We've seen him. He's just this gigantic beast in the middle there. And then, look, Fletcher Cox, I'm going to say it again, can flat wreck your day if we don't get him stopped. He's a big, powerful guy that can really disrupt that offense. But, they got Chris Long on the side, and they've got
Michael Bennett.
Bennett, and look, I'm really, our tackles are so good that I'm not too worried about it. And that ball, I mean, once it comes out of there so quickly, I'm not too worried about it. But look, we got to get pressure on Wentz. And if we do that and sort of keep him sort of bottled up the best we can, he can throw it around as well as the legs. He's an athletic guy. He's a big, strong kid. And he's young. He can still run around. It's like a big deer running around out there sometimes. But, we got to watch him. I mean, he's a problem, and he can throw it on the run just as good as anybody. He's tremendously athletic, and he can get stuff done. So we can't overlook this team by any stretch. Ertz is a great tight end, and then obviously, like I said before, he's got Aguilar, and now he's got a Golden Tate there that, to me, is, like I said before, is one of the guys that can hurt you bad. So it's going to be tough game for us, but yeah, we should come out ahead.
Longshoreman, you said your girls wanted to give a shout-out to somebody?
Oh, man, they're chomping at the bit. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hey, mister! Who that?
Yeah, Longshoreman. Nice job, girls.
All right.
Nice job. Falcons, Cowboys were watching up on the screen here. Falcons have punted it away. They actually had a chance at a field goal, but Matt Ryan took a sack on third down, so... Now we've got the Cowboys with the ball at the 30-yard line.
Well,
early
the Falcons
in this one.
Are a team that you watch, and like Matt, like I said, like you and I were talking off air, that, man, the guy's lighting it up. I'm talking about Matt Ryan, but they just can't win a game. No. They can't put it together. And then the Cowgirls look to me like they're struggling as usual. But yeah.
to everybody's delight here.
It tickled me to death. So
yeah. We mentioned Michael Bennett there, and we're gonna see, he's very visible. If you're watching the TV or you're gonna be out there at the dome, because he wears these little shoulder pads, and it's not a fashion statement, Steve. You know why he wears these.
No, look, pads are where you grab guys. Okay. And his were a whole lot smaller than mine. I wore small pads, you know, in my shoulder gear. And I needed them because I needed to get my hands on that defensive player, and I didn't need anything bulky on me, you know, to prevent that. Because sometimes guys get these big old pads. Well, a lot of times, those are some big old wings that stick out there, and those defensive players grab those and can sort of, you know, use them against you, and they can kind of twist you around with those things. So,
does that make a big difference for Bennett? You can't grab the pads. I mean, they're half the size they should be there.
That may be what makes him feel good, like he can really use his arms really well that way. And pass rushers, that's what they do. They use their arms well. I to me, it wouldn't make any difference one way or the other, because I'm striking the guy and I'm sticking him. He still has pads where I'm sticking him, you know. And, I'm still going to see if I can pound his back into the ground as often as possible.
That's stuff to do with him. Yeah, that's stuff to do with him.
But I can tell you that he's kind of a streaky kind of a player. He's not a big motor guy. He doesn't play that way all the time. And so if he thinks he's going to get over on you, he's a kind of a front runner in that way. But
it's interesting you mentioned nevertheless he's with him, because he had one sack in the first five games. He's got 4.5 in his last four games. So he's on one of these streaks. It's got to concern you just a little bit.
Yeah, well, look, a lot of these guys are vets, and they're trying to do their part to see if they can pull this team out. Because, look, right as it is right now, the Eagles are in dire straits. If they don't win this game against an NFC opponent, it's downhill for them. And this could really sort of be the beginning of the end of the season for them. So they're going to fight their guts out today, and this would be obviously a huge feather in their cap to come in here in the Superdome and beat a team like us that's on this, you know, 8-game winning streak. So yeah, that would be a huge feather in their cap, and it would be a dose of medicine that they're looking for.
Back to the phone lines here on Fans First Take. He's Steve Cord. I'm Seth Dunlap. We'll go to Bernie. Welcome into the show, Bernie. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Bernie?
Hey, it's a beautiful day, man. Beautiful day. Get ready, Philadelphia. Look what happened to Cincinnati. Look what happened. Let's go, baby. Who that?
Who dad, like Bernie?
Way to go, Bernie.
You know, it could be 30 degrees and sleeting and frozen, and it would still be a beautiful day because it's Saints game day.
Well, here. It's always that.
I mean,
hey, it's football Sunday. That's the greatest day ever.
I accidentally had the weather report because I had on our little clocks that we did here. So weather report, in the dome. It's going to be what's the weather forecast here, there, Steve,
I'm
in the dome
it's
today?
It's probably like 70 and dry.
70 and dry and
good artificial
stay
lighting.
Hydrated.
Yeah, good artificial lighting, and it's going to be loud, and make sure you stay hydrated and
stay a little hydrated.
Mind your manners.
Yeah, there you go. Mind your manners. Giants have scored on the Bucks. It's 7-0. In fact, I don't want to give these scores because I want Steve to do this a little bit later. He's so good at this.
We'll
let's go
that.
To Kevin on the phone lines. Kevin, welcome to the show.
You guys are great. I can't say it enough. You're the best team on the air.
I appreciate it, Kevin.
I like that. Thank you, Kevin.
I've got your prescription for the Saints win today. Two words, Sheldon Rankin. He's going to have the best game of his life. He's going to push up the middle. Yes, we'll make that. No run. They can't run. Flush went out of the pocket. He'll be contained by the ends and the backers in the flat. He will be running for his life all day long, and he won't have the time. He's going to beat us sometimes, but we're going to wear them out. And as far as the other side of the ball, their big push, you know, we've got so many weapons. Taysom Hill with an option, misdirections. The screens were running better than perhaps we ever have. And obviously the ultimate thing is Bobby preaches. If we're just plus one turnovers, we got this game.
Well, it's huge, Kevin, in this one.
Yeah,
Kevin
you're sort of spot on with that. And I can tell you this, Sheldon Rankins, and it's good that you spot that, because I can tell you right now, he has really, really sort of the light has gone off with that guy. It's taken him a little while to sort of figure out how to play this game at this level. And I've seen him now in the past few weeks dominate centers. And when he singled up on those guys And look, that was my position, so I watched this carefully. Kelsey's really one of the better centers in the league, but I can tell you right now, he's not going to enjoy today. Today is going to be they're used to sort of keeping him on an island. They used to do that with me all the time. They didn't need the help, which sort of is good because that sort of frees your guards up and it keeps you, on an island. But at the same time, you're able to take care of that nose by yourself. And I can tell you that there's times that you run into a problem and it can make for a long afternoon. And I can tell you right now, the way that Kelsey and that offensive line is playing as opposed to where Sheldon Rankins is playing, this could be a long day for the center.
Licking his chops.
Yeah, so this is great. And he's an undersized guy, and Rankins is a full load and getting better each week.
Full load and a career-high 5 sacks already for Sheldon Rankins. And remember, we've been talking about him. It seems like we've been talking about him for a decade here. He's only been in the league 3 years. He's only 24 years old.
He's still still a pup. Yeah, he's just,
two more years of just team control
to bite.
At least.
Just learning to bite.
Yeah, and there, I like it. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Steve's going to tell us what he's all chicken about. We'll do that. And more of your phone calls at 504-260-1870. I'm Seth Dunlap. He's Steve Court. This is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Getting you set for Saints Eagles at 325 on WWL.
Ingram at the 25, big block out in the flat. He's got a block route in front at the 5, spins across the goal line. Touchdown, Mark Ingram.
Well, it's good to see him back and rolling again. He looks completely in form now, Steve. Mark Ingram, and that is the two-headed monster they had last year once again.
Well, you know, the more they've got him involved, you see him sort of kind of blossoming because he looked like he was a little down and out after, obviously the suspension and the for missing the first 4 games and whatnot. And you can sort of understand that. And didn't feel like he was part of it. And it's kind of like being injured in a way. You don't feel like you're sort of kind of part of what's happening. And now they've used him so much, and he's become integral part of what we do offensively again. That you can tell that he is sort of all back to normal. Everything's good, and he and Kamara are the double-headed monster that makes everything really sort of work in that backfield. So, it's good to have him back.
Here's a text from the 985. Okay, here's what scares me: 2009 Dallas Cowboys coming in. No, they weren't Super Bowl champs, but viable nonetheless. Saints got burnt and whipped on all aspects of the game. And Steve, it's something we've talked about here. This is a wounded animal. It's basically a must-win game here for the champs. So it's perfect time to ask you, Steve, what you nervous about today? Brought to you by Crispy Crunchy Chicken. What you chicken about?
Well, look, the only thing I can really, sort of, if somehow, some way we don't take care of business, if I'll just break it down on both sides. Defensively, if we don't sort of, come with all of, guns loaded and let Carson Wentz do what he's supposed to back there, he's going to hurt us. He's going to hurt us bad. He's that good. And so, look, they've got guys to throw to, and the fact that, they've got Ertz and they've got Aguilar and then they've got Tate. And so, look, those guys in and of themselves can pose a problem. Are they one-dimensional? Yeah. But I don't see them, haven't put too much of a running game up because they haven't in the past, so I don't think that's the issue. But we certainly would hate to see Wentz, sort of let him just do what he needs to do. So we still got to get pressure on him, and we got to shut that down. Now, if you go ahead and flip the script there, if somehow they get 4 guys up front that they've had in the past, and those guys, the 4 guys, end up putting enough pressure on Drew Brees to where we end up, turning the ball over or something like that, that's the only thing I'm afraid about is sort of a turnover or a situation like this or undue pressure on Drew and obviously getting him uncomfortable in that pocket. And that's what they're going to try to do because they know that's the only shot they've got. I can't imagine coming in here in the situation that him and then all of a sudden realizing that, you've got your secondaries nicked and this, that, and the other and Drew Brees is in town. I mean, that's like – that's like a nightmare.
Nightmares, yeah.
So, so that would be the remedy for that, and that's the only way. Something I see that if we did that, that would be that would pose problems for us.
That's what Steve's chicken about for today's game against the Eagles. Brought to you by again Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Let's go to James on the phone line. James, what's going on? Oh, James, we're going to put you on hold here. Turn down that radio. Steve, got a scoreboard up?
You want to
go around the league? Tell us what's happening here in the early window.
Yeah, Dallas and Atlanta, the one we're watching. Dallas pulled ahead 3-0 on a field goal here, and still in the first quarter. And Cincinnati's at Baltimore. Baltimore's up 7-0 on that. Carolina and Detroit are tied in the first. Tennessee and Indianapolis Indianapolis is in the red zone, but nothing there. No score there in a second. Tampa Bay at the New York Giants. Giants are up 7-0. Houston at Washington. Houston's up 9-0 on them in the first quarter. So it looks like the Redskins better get it going.
Yeah. It's like a terrible pick by me there in that one. At Washington, yeah.
Pittsburgh at Jacksonville, and nothing there. And then, obviously, we have our 4 o'clock games, which are – or 3 o'clock games, the way you look at it. Oakland at Arizona, Denver at the Chargers. And let's see, obviously us. And then you've got Minnesota and Chicago tonight. And then tomorrow night you got the big one in KC at LA.
Yeah, it's a heck of a slate.
It's a nice schedule.
Boy, how about the free fall the Jags are in? 3-6.
Yeah, I really that's the worst implosion of the year to me, is Jacksonville. They've just fallen off the map.
Yeah, they have. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls, 504-260-1870. That's the number there. You can text us at 870-870. Countdown to kickoff coming up top of the hour. Bobby Hebert and Christian Gerich live out of the concourse right around Gate C at the Superdome. Fans First Take continues in just a couple of minutes after news with Don Ames.
Brings up second down and 10. Dalton in the shotgun. He drops back under pressure, and he's going to be taken down.
Sheldon Rankins
takes the guard for a ride straight into the quarterback. What a play there.
There's that man we've just been talking about. Welcome back to Fans First Take. Saints-Eagles coming up a little bit later today. And again, this is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take, brought to you by Acadian Windows, official window company of the Who Dat Nation. And Falcons get a field goal, so we're tied 3-3 in a game that – can nobody win this game? Can we just have like a tie? That'd be great, right? And this is going to end in a tie. Nobody likes the Falcons here. Nobody likes the Cowboys here.
I dislike the Cowgirls less. I don't know.
Now, you and Bob, see, you're opposite of Bobby. Yeah, Bobby says he'd rather see the Falcons. Well, I guess maybe that makes sense for Bobby.
I'd rather see the Falcons beat them. That's what I'm saying. I dislike the Cowgirls.
Oh, you'd rather see the Falcons win too?
Yeah,
I don't want the Falcons anywhere near this playoff race.
Yeah, but they're beating the Cowgirls. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's kind of like, you know.
True that. Hey, let's go. Oh, we had a phone call. No longer. So 504-260-1870 here. The NFC playoff picture, it's really interesting. I think you got a few locks. I think there's that bottom wild card spot, which is what I wrote about this week, is the one that really intrigues me. You got the Rams in the West. You're going to have the Bears in the North, I believe. I guess that's still – but even if they lose today, I believe they're still in first place.
They're still in first, yeah.
Yeah, they're still in first place. You're going to have the Saints here in the South. I think Carolina, they're going to grab a wild card spot. They're just going to win too many games. So that means – I guess you got in this wild card race: Packers, Vikings, maybe not Packers anymore. Seahawks, Falcons. I don't know how you handicap this race. Eagles. It's gonna be weird.
If the Redskins do what they're supposed to do, it'll be Redskins on that side
in the East, win the division. Right?
Yeah, and then it'll probably be.
Who's gonna win that final wild card in this conference?
I'm gonna say Seattle.
I mean, they got a manageable schedule.
Yeah.
And they're
I'm just going to say Seattle.
Playing sneaky well.
Yeah.
You see that running game they have? It was like the first time in 30 years in the league they've rushed for 150 yards, 7 straight games or something.
Yeah. And it's like most of it's Russell Wilson.
Yeah. That's true. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mitchell, you want to talk about the Saints Eagles games? Mitchell, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's up? How y'all doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Man, I wanted to call up and make a little point. I've been seeing all in the media this week. They're asking, they're saying, hey, are Saints fans. Are we confident or are we cocky? Y'all been seeing that?
Well, get cocky, Mitchell. Fans can be cocky.
We're getting ready to watch this game. We're going to get some chicken. Got some beers on deck. Like, I am cocky about this. And,
you know,
I'm not worried because we've been winning for 8 straight games. And them 53 guys in the locker room, they professionals, man. They're not going to be cocky. They're not looking past anything but the Eagles. They see in this week, then they're going to see next week.
Mitchell,
talk about running the table. Them boys going to do their job.
Yeah, Mitchell, this is a perfect dichotomy here because I think Steve disagrees. I heard you over there, Steve. I think that's fine for fans, but you players' perspective here, I'm guessing you don't want any cockiness. You want quiet confidence.
It's not confidence. I need, as a player, you want this confidence, but you have this cocksure confidence knowing that, hey, we're a team that's going to be formidable and hard to beat, and we know that. And when we prepare the way we do each and every week, I can tell you right now, and again, I go over this all the time. When you used to watch film, I would come out of there thinking, oh my God, you know, this front seven that we're going to play against this week is, whew, boy, they got some guys that can play. We got to really be ready. And then I would talk to somebody, and they'd say, well, Steve, they're only, you know, they've only won one game this year. And I'm thinking, really? They've only won one game this year or three games this year, whatever the case may be. And I'm being, you know, theoretical about who I'm talking about. But that's just what it comes down to. I mean, each side looks at it that way. They're like, man, I've got my work cut out for this today because, you know, these guys are good. And every time you go in there, you think, man, we got our plate full this week. We got to get this done, this done, this done, or we'll get beat. And if each position coach, where his players go in there and they feel that same way about that, where they're like, man, like, we got to play really, really well. We got to stay focused in. None of that stuff creeps into where you think, ah, man, we're so good. We're just going to roll out there and get our ankles taped and show up, you know, flip the coin,
well,
and we're off.
Well,
to
you
win
better
the
hope
game.
Players aren't doing that.
No,
there's no way.
Fans are fine doing that. That's okay. And look, there's no way in the world. I know Sean Payton, the way he coaches, and have seen it firsthand. There's no way in the world he's letting these guys think anything like that whatsoever. I mean, I'm telling you right now, they're just as nervous as this game as they are about any game that they play, regardless of the record of who they're playing. It really doesn't. The record means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. It's the team you're playing because, you know, I mean, you hate to say that, but that cliche on any given Sunday is there for a reason because it's true. So, yeah, we go out there and play sloppy or put the football on the carpet or do something crazy like that, we'll get beat. I can guarantee
you. You know,
that
the team that I think might have been feeling their own oats just a little bit, and I think this is the difference between a really veteran head coach in Sean Payton and a young guy like Sean McVay, who's great, but he's still learning on the job. Rams have a little bit of that to me. They're playing down to their opposition. They've escaped pretty much every game here in the last month, except for I think they beat the heck out of the Bills a couple of
Well, the thing that keeps you thinking that not is because – even when the Rams get down, they fight their guts out to come back, and they're successful. They come back and tied us up 35-35, which to me, I was thinking, how in the world did they just do that? It looked like we were going to run completely away with this game and end up scoring 70 or some crazy thing, and we were just going to bury these guys and really wouldn't have to play the fourth quarter, and they fought their guts out and came back and tied it up 35-35.
Doesn't that kind of go to the point, though, the Rams? Yeah. It's almost like they could just show up here and, you know, keep it close with New Orleans or something because of who they are. That's what I saw in the first half.
My point is, I think it's a cocksureness to where they're confident about what they can do. It's not, I don't think it's an arrogance. I think it's a, hey, we know what we can do, and if we buckle down and do our job, we're talented enough. My God, Seth, they got eight guys on the defense that are first-round draft choices.
It's just,
you know,
incredible.
That's insane. So, I know exactly what you're saying.
All right, we will take a break. We're back with more of your calls, and Steve and I will have our predictions here for this game and some of the big ones later today and tomorrow in the National Football League. Saints-Eagles at 3:25. This is Fans First Take with Steve Court and Seth Dunlap here on WWL.
The one-yard line of the Bengals. Breeze back into the game. He's under center. Kamara, the tailback, he's going to take the pitch out to the left, running to the sideline. Hubbard giving chase. Alvin Kamara is going to walk in the front pylon. Touchdown, Saints, 27-7, and the Saints offense is absolutely dominating.
All right, hopefully you hear a lot more of that. Seth Dunlap and Steve Court here, and it's time for some predictions. Steve, who you got? 8-point spread here. Saints favored against the Eagles.
Yeah,
at home.
Look, if we play the way we've been playing, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be a lot more than that. But, look, I know Philadelphia's fighting its guts out, but this is a bad place to come down here and try to get well. It's just – it's not going to be good for them. And I can tell you pretty – I feel pretty comfortable saying this: the Saints are they're going to exploit this defense, and Breeze is absolutely going to cut them to pieces. We provide the protection that we know we can give him and have. It's gonna be a problem. I'm gonna say Saints 44, Eagles 21.
Ooh, I like that, Steve. Yeah. Okay,
that's
thought,
like what, three touchdowns?
That is
three touchdowns plus. But still,
you've been spot on here. You've caught some of these blowouts.
Yeah, look, I sort of feel this, and like I said before, if we don't, you know, go out and just really sort of play completely different and non-representative of what we've played, you know, the past few weeks. I don't see anything. I don't see how that can be anything different.
All right. I've got, and I'll just stick with what I wrote earlier this week. I got Saints 34, Eagles 24. Saints cover and win by double digits here. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Josh You want to talk about the Saints Eagles games, Josh? What's up?
Okay. Before that, I heard Steve say something. He was surprised that the Rams came back and tied the game at 3-5. I was watching the game with my cousin. When the game went into overtime, I promise you, I told him, I said, the Rams are going to tie this game up. How did I know the Rams were going to tie this game up? Because I know the Saints' offense in the third quarter, they usually look stagnant, and our defense is not really that good to stop the Rams, and I know the Rams just go under 4 minutes. But I wasn't worried because I know in the fourth quarter, the Saints lead the league like, 18 points a game scoring in the fourth quarter. So I know the Saints are still going to win, but I wasn't surprised in that call that the Rams were going to come back on the
Interesting.
Saints.
I mean, that was a big prediction.
Well,
with the way it was
I can
at
tell
halftime.
You this. Yeah, that's yeah. You know what, too, though, I don't think the Saints. I think it was more of the Rams fighting to get back in that game. I don't think it really had anything to do with the Saints' offense becoming stagnant. They didn't do it. What happens was you just saw that the Rams' defense really sort of pull up their bootstraps and really get after us. They had more three and outs, I think, in that third quarter than they had in the whole other rest of the game combined.
Right.
You know, I think that was just – it wasn't a combination of us having a letdown. I think it was just, hey, we had our foot on the gas. Didn't take it off at all. I think it was just the fact that the Rams were fighting back. They're that good.
All right, we were coming back. It's time for your Who Dat Chance. Give us a call. Who's got the best chant this week? Your Who Dat Chance at 504-260-1870 here on Fans First Take. All right, back to Fans First Take. We got one Who Dat for you. Ready, Steve?
I am ready.
All right, Mike on the phone line. Take us away. What you got?
Hey, guys, I just want to say what a great job you're doing. I had a little observation I made. The Saints typically don't play well in cold weather games.
Mike, we don't have – you got a Who Dat chant or not? We got to go.
Baby, Who Dat.
Thanks, Mike. Right. Sorry to rush you. You only got like 20 seconds left, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, happy early Thanksgiving. I know
happy
I'm actually going to see you on
well,
Turkey
actually,
Day, too.
You'll see me that day, yeah. Providing that I get away from the gravy.
Yeah. Well, gravy on everything, including the pecan pie.
Gravy on everything.
All right. Steve Court, Seth Dunlap. Saints Eagles here today, 325. This is show, Steve, number 14 of 23.
There you go.
In
nice
the books.
Work. Nice work.
We're handing it off to Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick right now for Countdown to Kickoff.